From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. And this is classical pianist Christopher O'Reilly. But this is not exactly a standard classical selection. It's Subterranean Homesick Alien, a song by the rock band Radiohead, O'Reilly's favorite. His latest CD contains 15 Radiohead songs, a project he says started as filler music for the public radio show he hosts.
Well, on From the Top, I do about 2 or 3 minute segment at the halfway point. And when I ran out of Chopin preludes and things like that, I realized that the music that I listen to in every waking moment when I'm not listening professionally is Radiohead. And so I started out, I did a transcription of True Love Waits. From there, I just kind of did one almost every week, eventually with about a dozen of them, and lots of emails coming into the show asking, you know, who this Mr. Head was and where could we get more of this beautiful music. And then I went on to Performance Today, of course. I had about a dozen of the songs and played a little Shostakovich and a little Radiohead. And from there, that show was linked to about 150 Radiohead rock fan-related websites. And it started looking to be a good idea to maybe make a record.
You say you were listening to this music almost every waking hour when you weren't playing classical music. What was it about the music that drew you in?
Well, unlike lots of pop groups that are involved in, you know, kind of melody over, you know, chugging away guitar chords, Radiohead has the advantage of having basically three lead players. So at any given time, you have three really integrally woven motives in all of the songs, and that makes a very contrapuntal sort of thing. And that really goes a long way to making textural interest. And then, you know, the harmonic language that they have is quite, I think, sophisticated and just kind of makes my spine tingle. And so there were lots of good qualities about their music that really fed into, you know, things that I love about any music that I love.
What I'd love to do is listen to one of the Radiohead tracks, and mm-hmm. as we listen to it, tell us what you see in the similarities, what you find in the music that you play traditionally, the classical music, and what you hear in this Radiohead mm-hmm. track.
The thing about this one is that, first of all, this also points up not only a sort of a classical thing, but their sort of Miles Davis influence. This is much more of a groove-based song, and that opening riff really just runs throughout the piece. The other thing is that this particular song has, you know, the idea of, you know, the tension involved with the addition of the technological elements of the song makes you transpose it in a way that makes it a little bit more musically tensile. You know, I can't do the electronica, but one thing I can do is a fair amount of reharmonization as an intensification of the musical line.
Let's listen to your mm-hmm. interpretation of Everything in Its Right Place.
Thank you.
do you hear Radiohead's music intersect in some way with classical music? I mean, what do they have most in common with classical music, and where do you hear that?
I have to say that, you know, the best musicians, period, have always been those who are able to assimilate and refine and regurgitate in a creative way everything that they hear. And so you have somebody like Igor Stravinsky who can take everything from the Baroque up through the jazz era and distill it in a piece like Apollon Musichet. And so you have a musician who is writing music that could never have been written at any different time in history and yet takes into account all of the musical history that comes before it. And I think Radiohead doesn't necessarily start out from a classical standpoint, nor do they aspire to anything like that. I think Thom Yorke doesn't even read music. But everything is written according to the needs of the piece, and sometimes that incorporates interesting, you know, time signatures, interesting meters. Sometimes it involves different instrumentation, but very much like the Beatles, it was not something that where they thought around, you know, what new thing, you know, what, how can we, you know, kill off rock and roll and start things anew. It's just always at the requisite of the song that they've written.
You're used to playing before a classical audience. When you play this music before an audience of Radiohead devotees, what kind of response do you get? Is that altogether different?
Well, it's interesting. I spend a lot of my time on ateaseweb.com, which is the biggest Radiohead fan site, and there's a message board, and these guys on the board have been listening to MP3s of my versions since they've been on From the Top. So I've had reaction all the way down the line. Some of it, you know, quizzical. Most of it extraordinarily positive in that I think they understand that I love the music as much as they do. I have, as a classical pianist, somebody can have a positive or a negative reaction to the way I play Rachmaninoff Third. But I realize, you know, the more that I play this, you know, I've made these arrangements. They're almost like compositions in their way. And so it's a little bit more, you know, I feel a little bit more vulnerable than I ever have as a classical musician before.
Christopher O'Reilly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks.
Pianist Christopher O'Reilly, his latest album is called True Love Waits, music by the rock band Radiohead. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.